The Taliban claims U.S. helicopters attempted to rescue the Afghan opposition leader Abdul Haq today, but were unable to do so before he was captured. Pentagon officials challenged that report. They say they know of no U.S. military operation on Haq's behalf. If Haq has indeed been executed, it would be a setback to U.S. efforts to bolster opposition forces in Afghanistan. Pentagon officials today reported that much of the current air campaign is meant to help those rebel groups. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The pattern of bombing in Afghanistan has clearly changed in the 20 days it's been underway. Airfields and radar stations are no longer the primary focus. Now it's Taliban troop concentrations, especially in areas where they're mixed with Al-Qaeda fighters under the direction of Osama bin Laden. Rear Admiral John Stuffelbeam, Deputy Director of Operations on the Pentagon Joint Staff, said today the latest round of airstrikes hit Taliban troop garrisons and even some caves that U.S. commanders think are Taliban or Al-Qaeda hideouts.
The caves that we believe are inhabited by either Taliban or Al-Qaeda forces, by whatever way that we can get those and verify those through a second source is maybe a good way to put it, we will attack.
U.S. officials say the sources of this information about who's occupying which caves include opposition or rebel groups on the ground who are themselves fighting the Taliban. Some of those groups are now saying they're not entirely satisfied with the level of U.S. bombing. More is needed, they say, to support their own efforts to confront the Taliban military. But at the Pentagon, Admiral Stuffelbeam cautioned that the U.S. effort should not be judged by the quantity of U.S. bombs dropped so far in this campaign.
Dropping bombs is specifically related to targets. And we work very hard to make sure that we've got exactly the right kind of targets that we wish to go after in consonance with our strategy. There is a perception that there are front lines and that there are force against force traditional armies out there, which is really not the case.
In fact, the United States is being criticized for bombing too much as well as for bombing too little. Some Afghan exiles and dissidents say they're worried the Afghan people could turn against the U.S. effort if they feel their country's survival is endangered. And from Egypt to Pakistan, senior government leaders who have so far supported the U.S. effort are now saying that if the bombing goes on too long, international backing for the United States could crack. On the other hand, argues Admiral Stuffelbeam, if the United States halts bombing now, that could send the wrong message.
We do not want to do anything that obviously would break down our support in the world to do this. And that may become a factor in how the campaign is prosecuted. But part of the campaign is also showing our resolve and showing our strength. We're in the right. The terrorists are in the wrong.
Dissatisfaction over the bombing part of this war might spur U.S. commanders to move more quickly toward the deployment of ground troops. The British Defense Ministry today announced it's contributing several hundred troops to the military campaign, including elite commando units who could be used in special operations. It was a week ago today that the first such operation in Afghanistan came to light. More than 100 U.S. Army Rangers carried out two relatively short operations in southern Afghanistan, reportedly seizing an airfield and a command and control center. Pentagon officials refused to say whether any more such operations have been attempted or are planned. Tom Jelton, NPR News, the Pentagon.